Rachel Moreno is from a big family with a long history of service. Her grandparents were founding members of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood. Though she's lived other places, Sitka has always been her home.
When I was a little girl, my cousins and I used to always run through Totem Park, and we'd wait until it was just about dark, and we would see if we could walk all the way through. And inevitably, one of us would scream, and then we'd all start scattering and running and screaming. But the totems are what drew us there. Those totems are so beautiful, and they have history and a meaning to the people here.
For Moreno, this history provides a financial opportunity. Moreno spent 5 summers driving a tour bus for Sitka Tribe. The experience showed her the possibilities of tourism. She is running for her 4th term on tribal council, and her number one priority is finding sustainable cash flow for the tribe.
Economically, being grant dependent gives us no guarantees. With monies that we bring in through business, that is pretty much unrestricted funds.
In the past 2 years, Moreno has helped grow Sitka Tribal Enterprises and Tribal Tours. And nationally, Moreno plays an even bigger role. She is the vice president of the board of directors of IANTA, the American Indian Alaskan Native Tourism Association.
The European visitor or the overseas travelers, they don't want a coffee cup and a t-shirt anymore. They want a real interpersonal experience.
She believes that tourism development and tribal advocacy walk hand in hand.
You could look out over a vast plain and see nothing. Or if you're educated by the people who used to live there, you would know who lived there, how they lived there, and why they're no longer there. That's the importance of us telling our own story.
Moreno would also like to explore the possibility of tribal gaming in Sitka with a type of bingo slot machine, but she's cautious.
Yes, it would give us some financial stability, but it could also create a lot more demand on our social services and the social issues that gambling addiction brings.
At the end of the day, what's most important to Moreno is making the world an easier place for tribal citizens to succeed. This philosophy has informed her work on a variety of issues, from fetal alcohol syndrome to language revitalization. Her reason is simple.
If you don't know who you are, other people are going to tell you who to be. So I always support the funding when we apply for anything to do with our youth and language and culture.
Moreno has been elected continuously since 2008, and 2 years ago secured the most votes of any candidate, 203. When asked why, she said she hopes it's because people see her as a participating member of the community.
My leadership comes from not necessarily leading and telling people what to do, but being right there with them in it.
And for Moreno, this means lending a hand wherever and whenever she can. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.